When I was in high school, I also read James Joyce for the first time, Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man. And that, along with Walden by Henry David Thoreau, those, in many ways, they're very similar books. They're about a young man discovering himself and, discovering the role of art and poetry and writing in his life. James Joyce is not an aphorist, and for sure. And Ulysses is 900 and some pages long. But one of the motivating, the key ideas for Joyce as a writer, and something that he kind of came up with when he was writing Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man, but actually achieves its greatest effect in Ulysses, is something he called the epiphany. And an epiphany is like an intense, brief experience. Either like an experience or a moment of insight or an encounter. Like you're walking down the street and you see a leaf fall from a tree and you have a sudden insight, or there's a beautiful sunset, or you're with somebody that you really love, and that's like an intense moment. It's an epiphany. And Ulysses, although it's 900 pages long, it all happens in one day, and it's made up of a series of epiphanies. And all the epiphanies have to do with like the universal experiences we all have as human beings: birth and death, love and hatred, love and betrayal, all the kind of core archetypal human experiences. All of them are in Ulysses. I think it's, and this is now my personal opinion, I think it's the most amazing book ever written. And it's that idea of the epiphany that I connect back to aphorisms. Joyce, Joyce elaborated on epiphanies at great length, but also at great with great intensity. But the idea of an epiphany is, if you could distill Ulysses down into a single sentence and make it an aphorism, aphorisms are the record of philosophical, intellectual, emotional epiphanies. And that idea of the epiphany for me has been also a kind of formative one when I think about aphorisms and what aphorisms can do. I know, like, you maybe you remember those like styrofoam dinosaurs you had as a kid. They still exist. You drop them in the bathtub and they just they absorb the water, and they, from like a tiny pellet, they become this huge dinosaur. That's what an aphorism is. You drop it, it's an epiphany, it's highly concentrated, but you drop it in someone's brain and it just starts to expand.